Both Beisham and Beisol agree that she can eat Maisa. We're referring to a woman who had given birth and is in her Yemei Tara, her days of Tara. Does it didn't? That a woman who has given birth to a male has 7 days of Tumah and 33 days of Tara. And if she gave birth to a female, she has 14 days of Tumah and subsequently 66 days of Tara. And we mentioned in the previous Mishnah that during her days of Tara, she has a din of a Tfulas Yom or a long-term Tfulas Yom. A Tfulas Yom is somebody who is Tumah and went to the mikvah and does not yet have Har of Shemesh. Nightfall has not yet arrived. And the woman who has given birth after her days of Tumah will go to the mikvah. And for the next 33 or 66 days, she has a din of a long-term Tfulas Yom until her Yemei Tara are up after 80 days for Nekeva, or after 40 days if she gave birth to a Zohar. And Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel disputed in the previous Mishnah about her status during her days of Tara. And this Mishnah teaches us that both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree that during her days of Tara, even though she has a din of a Tfulas Yom or a long-term Tfulas Yom, she can eat mice or sheni as a Tful Yom. Is allowed to eat mice or sheni. The kotzo lachala umakepes v'kora l'shen. If the woman is kneading dough, she can take off the challah. Even though she's a tfoyom, and a tfoyom would be matami the challah, she would take off the challah without giving it a shame challah. So even though she's coming into contact with chulin hatvulin l'challah, meaning to say the dough, that challah has not yet taken off from it, even though she's coming into contact with it, she would not be matami, that the tfoyom would not be matami chulin. The challah hasn't been taken off from it yet. And she would take off the challah without giving it a shame challah, as if she gives it a shame challah, she cannot touch it since it's a tfoyom. And she would take off the challah, put it into a kli, and put it near the rest of the dough, and then she would call it challah, she would give it a shame challah. That way, at the time she's giving it a shame challah, she's not coming into contact with it. At the time it becomes challah, she's no longer touching it. As it's in the kli, next to the rest of the dough at the time, she calls it challah. The reason why she puts the challah next to the rest of the dough is because when a woman takes off challah, the challah should be right near the rest of the dough. That is a din. That when you take off tumah or challah, it has to be min hamukah, it has to be near the rest of the dough or the tfuah of which you're taking off the challah or tumah from. Vem nafa meroka umidam tara kikar shu tumah shu tar. A woman during her days of tara, if some of her saliva or some of her dam tara, some of the dam that she sees during those days, falls onto a loaf of bread or a tumah, the tumah would be tar, as the mashkin, the liquid is the saliva or the dam that come from a tfuyom, is not tameh, and therefore the liquid that comes from this tfuyom would not be metameh tumah. Beishameh oimen tzricha tfila ba'acharon. Beishameh said that a woman is in her days of tara, after her days of tara up, after 80 days for a nekeva, or after 40 days for a zachar, she has to immerse herself in a mikvah if she wants to eat truma, or she wants to enter the Beis HaMikdash. So on the night of the 80th day, she would go to the mikvah. The night of the 40th day, she would go to the mikvah. And then she can enter the Beis HaMikdash, or she can eat truma. And Beis Hillel said, it's not necessary for her to immerse herself in the mikvah. After 80 days or 40 days, Arab, she can eat truma, or enter the Beis HaMikdash, without immersing herself in the mikvah. The reason being is she has already immersed herself in the mikvah after her days of tumah. As we said, a woman who gives birth has either 7 or 14 days of tumah, depending on whether she gave birth to a male or a female. And after those 7 or 14 days are up, she would immerse herself in the mikvah. So since she has already immersed herself in the mikvah, there's no need for her to immerse herself in the mikvah another time. They still would agree, though, that in order for her to eat kachim, to eat korbano, she would have to immerse herself in the mikvah, as it didn't that she is a mechusar kippurim. Somebody who has to bring a korban. As a yoledet, the woman who has given birth, has to bring a korban. And a mechusar kippurim, somebody who has to bring a korban, must immerse himself in the mikvah before they eat kachim. So that which Beis Hillel holds, that she does not have to immerse herself in the mikvah, that's only she does not want to eat kachim. If she wants to eat kachim, she would have to immerse herself in the mikvah, even according to Beis Hillel. Now, we've mentioned previously that a woman, when she sees dam for the first time, she would be in nida. And after 7 days of Nida, there are 11 days of Ziva. And the din of the 11 days of Ziva is as follows. If she sees Dam during 1 day, or 2 days straight, she would be a Shemaris Yom Kenegid Yom, which literally means to guard 1 day against another day. Meaning to say, when she sees Dam 1 day, she guards the next day to see if she would see Dam the next day as well. If she doesn't see Dam the next day, then she would immerse herself in the mikvah sometime during the day. and she would be taller the following evening to her husband. There she sees Don three straight days during the 11 days of Yemei Ziva. Then she would be a Zava Gedola, a major Zava, and she would have to count 7 clean days. But if she marries young Kenegadion, doesn't have to count 7 clean days. She just has to guard the next day to make sure that she doesn't see Don the next day. Then she would go to the mikveh during the day and be Tahar that night. Now, what happens if she sees Dom on the 11th day of her Yemei Ziva? Does she need to guard the next day as well or not? As somebody who sees Dom on the 11th day of her Yemei Ziva, since this is the last day of her Yemei Ziva, she cannot become a Zava Gedola. As a Zava Gedola is somebody who sees Dom 3 straight days during her 11th days of Ziva. And since she only saw Dom on the 11th day, she can't see 3 straight days during her 11th days of Ziva, and she doesn't have any days of Yemei Ziva left. So the Mishnah tells us, what happens if somebody sees on the 11th day of her Yemei Ziva? Haroa Yom Achar Asa, V'tavla La'erev V'shimsha. Somebody who sees Dom on the 11th day of her Yemei Ziva immerses herself in the mikvah that night, and she has a relation with her husband that night. And she did not do any shimer at all. As even though somebody who sees Dom during her 11 days of Yemei Ziva is a Shomeres Yom Kenegad Yom, and she has to guard the next day. She has to be Shomeres the next day to see if she sees Dom the next day. But this woman didn't do that. She went ahead and immersed herself immediately that evening in the mikveh and had relation with her husband. Beishamay Aymrim, Mitamen Mishkav Umayshav, Bechayav and Bekorban. Beishamay said, since she did not Shomeres Yom Kenegad Yom, she didn't guard the next day, and her husband had relation with her after she went to the mikveh that night, both her and her husband are mitame mishkab umoisha, they're mitame, thing they lie down on or sit down on. And that is the din of a shomeres yom keneged yom, she's mitame mishkab umoisha, and that's also the din of somebody who has relations with a shomeres yom keneged yom. It's also mitame the thing he lies down on or sits down on. And they're both chayiv to bring a korban, they both have to bring a korban chatzos. And they had relation as a shomeres yom keneged yom. And according to Beis Shammai, even though she first saw Adam on the 11th day of her Yemei Ziva, so it's impossible for her to become a Zava Gedola, since it's impossible for her to see 3 straight days during her Yemei Ziva, and she's only seeing for the first time in the 11th day, she can't become a Zava Gedola. But even so, according to Beis Shammai Min HaTorah, she needs to be Shomeres the next day. She needs to guard the next day, the 12th day, to make sure she doesn't see Dom. So she shouldn't have gone to the mikvah immediately that night, and she should have guarded the next day. She should have guarded a little bit the next morning to make sure she didn't see Dom. And only then should she have gone to the mikvah. And if she would have gone to the mikvah the next day, after she guarded a little bit of the next day to make sure she didn't see Dom, then she would have been tarred to her husband. But she didn't do that. She didn't do any shmira at all. She went to the mikvah immediately that night, and she had a relation with her husband that night. So therefore, she is Tamea, and her husband who had a relation with her also is Tamea. That is the din of somebody who had a relation with a Nido, or a Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom, or a Zava. That person would become Tamea, and they're both chayav to bring a korban, since they did an aver in which there is a chi of cards, had they done it b'mezid, now that they did it b'shogeg, they have to bring a korban. Betilo paitrim min korban. Betilo paters both her and her husband from bringing a korban. And according to Beis Hillel, even though both her and her husband would be tamei, and they would be mitamei mishkav u'maisha, that's only midrabanan. And according to Beis Hillel, min haTorah, they don't need to do any shmira at all the next day. Min haTorah, she was allowed to go to the mikvah that night and have relation with her husband. And since she saw Dom only on the 11th day, and the 11th day is the last day of her Yemei Ziva, she doesn't have to do any Shmira the next day at all. She doesn't have to do Shmira on the 12th day. So Min HaTorah, she was allowed to go to the mikveh that night. But the Rabbanu were going there to do Shmira the next day anyway, even though the next day is the 12th day. The Rabbanu were afraid that a woman might get confused between the 11th day and one of the other days of Yemei Ziva. And if she doesn't have to do Shmira when she sees Dom on the 11th day, she might not do Shmira even when she sees Dom on one of the previous days. She sees Dom in the middle of her 11 days of Yemei Ziva, she might also not do Shemira. So therefore, the Rabbanan said, even when a girl sees Dom on the 11th day of Yemei Ziva, she must do Shemira the next day. But since this is only a din, the Rabbanan, if she does not do the Shemira and she goes to the mikvah that night and have relations with her husband that night, we can't be mechayzen to bring a korban. As the Torah does not mechayzen to bring a korban, the Rabbanan cannot tell them to bring a korban, and this would be chulin ba'azara. And they're not chayiv to bring a korban. If they do bring a korban, it's chulin, it's something that's not kachin, that they're bringing in the azara, which is awesome. So therefore, the Rabbanan passed them from a korban, but the Rabbanan said they would be mitame mishkav u'moshav. Tavla b'yom shel achra, v'shimsha es besa, v'achakach rasa. A woman that sees Dom on her 11th day, and she doesn't go to the mikvah that night. Instead, she does shmira the next morning, And then she immerses herself on the following day, on the 12th day. And after she immerses herself in the mikvah, she has a relation with her husband. And then, after she had a relation with her husband, on that day, on the 12th day, she saw Dom for the second day in a row. Beishamay said that since she saw Dom on the 12th day after she had a relation with her husband, both her and her husband are mitamei mishkav u'moishav, but they're pater from bringing a korban. And according to Beishamay, since they did shmir the next day, since she did guard a little bit of the next day before she went to the mikvah, so in such a case, min ha-Torah, she is now mutter to her husband. But the Rabbanan were geyser that she would be usher to her husband until the night time. And as a girl that sees Dom during the 11 days of Yemei Ziva and does shmir the next day and goes to the mikvah the next day, it is forbidden for her to have relations with her husband the next day, even after going to the mikvah, until nightfall. The reason being is that if she goes to the mikvah the following day and then she sees Dom after having a relation with her husband, it would turn out that retroactively she was tamei at the time she had a relation with her husband. So therefore, she has to wait until nightfall to have relations with her husband. Now, after she sees Dom during the 11 days of Yemei Ziva, when she sees Dom during the 11 days of Yemei Ziva, since it's possible for her to become a Zava Gdol, it's possible for her to see three straight days and become a Zava Gdol and have to count seven clean days. So therefore, the din is, if she sees Dom one or two days straight, and she does Shmira the next day, she guards a little bit of the next day to make sure she didn't see Dom, and then she goes to the mikvah, if she would go ahead and see Dom after going to the mikvah, it would turn out that retroactively she was tamei the entire day, so she can't have a relation with her husband during the day until the nightfall. But in this case, where she only saw Dom for the first time on the 11th day, where it's impossible for her to become a Zava Gdol, if she does Shmira the next day and goes to the mikvah the next day, even if she sees Dom after going to the mikvah, she would not be tamei retroactively. So therefore, min haTorah, it is mutter what she did. She was allowed to have relations with her husband after going to the mikvah. And even if she would see Dom after having a relation with her husband, she would not be tamei retroactively. But Beishamay hold that the Rabbanan were geyser that she should not have relations with her husband until nightfall, and the Rabbanan were afraid she would get confused between when she sees Dom on the 11th and 12th day to a case where she sees Dom during the 11 days of Yemei Ziva. So therefore, Beishamay said, even after going to the mikvah the next day, she cannot have relation with her husband until the following night. So therefore, if she does have relation with her husband before nightfall, and she ends up seeing Dom after having relations with her husband, both her and her husband would be mitamei mishkav u'moishav. This is midrabanan, but they're patur from korban. They're patur from bringing a korban chatah since min haTorah they did not do any yisra at all. Ubeisil imrim harezek gargram. And Beisil said both her and her husband are gluttonous people. They should not have had relations prior to nightfall. As even though Minatori, they didn't do any yisur. As since she only saw Dom for the first time on the 11th day, even if she ends up seeing Dom on the 12th day after having a relation with her husband, she would not be tamei retroactively. So therefore, neither her nor her husband are mitamei mishkav u'moishav, since she would not become tamei retroactively, but they are still considered gluttonous people. They should have waited until nightfall to have relations, as it's possible they get confused between the 12th day and one of the other days of the Yemei Ziva. As had she seen Dom during one of the other days of Yemei Ziva, not on the 11th day, when she does Shmira the next day and goes to the mikvah the next day, she cannot have a relation with her husband the next day until nightfall, because if she sees Dom after having a relation with her husband, she would be Tmeya retroactively. So therefore, they would get confused between the 12th day and one of the other days of Yemei Ziva. So therefore, even on the 12th day when she does Shmira, after seeing Dom on the 11th day, they should not have relations until nightfall, since it's very easy to get confused between the 12th day and one of the other days. So therefore, they are considered gluttonous, but they would not be mitamei mishkav u'moishav. U'moidim baroah b'toch yud alef yom b'tavla l'erev v'shimsha shemitamei mishkav u'moishav v'chayavim b'korban. Both Beishamay and Beisil agree that a woman that sees Dom during one of the 11 days of Yemei Ziva, in this case, we're not talking about where she saw Dom on the 11th day, which was what we were talking about until now. Instead, now we're talking about where she sees Dom on one of the other days of Yemei Ziva, for example, on the 4th day or the 5th day. But Beishamay and Beisil would agree that if she immersed herself in the mikvah that night, that she didn't do any shmira at all, she didn't guard the next day to make sure she didn't see Dom, and she had a relation with her husband after going to the mikvah, in such a case, both her and her husband are mitamei mishkav u'moishav, and they're chayav to bring a korban. And since she didn't do any shmira at all, she immediately went to the mikvah that night and had relations with her husband, min haTorah. She is tmeah, and she cannot go to the mikvah until she does shmira the next day, until she guards part of the next day to make sure she doesn't see Dom. Only then can she go to the mikvah Minatorah. So therefore, since she did not do Shmir and immediately went to the mikveh that night and had a relation with her husband that night, they are both tummy, but her and her husband are tummy, and they have to bring a korban chak. Pavla v'yom shel achra v'shimsha harezu tar bizra umagan ubi'ilasan tzli. A woman that sees Dom during one of the 11 days over here in Maisiv, we're not talking about when she saw Dom on the 11th day, we're talking about when she saw Dom on one of the earlier days over here in Maisiv. And she did shmira the next day, she guarded part of the next day to make sure she didn't see Dom, and only then did she go to the mikvah. But then she had relation with her husband. Now that is forbidden. She cannot have relation with her husband until nightfall. Because if she ends up seeing Dom on that same day after she had relation with her husband, it would turn out she was tmeya retroactively. And it would turn out that her husband was Baal Shomeres Yom Kenegad Yom. So therefore, if she did go to the mikvah the next day and had relation with her husband the next day without waiting until nightfall, this is very poor conduct. And their magon, the thing that they touch, and their be'ilah are tsluya. They are dependent on whether she sees Dom afterwards or not. As if she sees Dom after having a relation with her husband on the same day, it would turn out that she was retroactively tameh, and their magon, the taros that they touch, would be tameh retroactively. And the be'ilah that they have is also dependent on whether she sees Dom afterwards or not. As if she sees Dom afterwards, it turned out that her husband was Baal Shomeres Yom Kenegad Yom, and they're both chayev to bring a korban. So therefore, their be'ilah is dependent on whether she sees Dom. If she sees Dom on the same day after she had relations with her husband, they're both chayev to bring a korban. But if she doesn't end up seeing Dom on the same day, then they would be patur from bringing a korban. But in either case, they did something that was very wrong, and they should not have had relations on that day, since it's possible it would turn out that she was tameh retroactively. So therefore, what they did is tarbis ra, very poor concept.